Meeting of the Jerusalem Township Trustees. I request a moment of silence, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The red light's on, huh? Okay, Joel, roll call.
Okay, Dave Bench.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Joe Kiss.
Well, we got the approval of the minutes, and I think we better skip the 12/21/2017 until Joe's here. But we could do the organizational meeting. I read them, and the only thing we wanted to change, we were curious. Bo, how to do that one. For Robert's Rules of Order, it's on 211.
Okay.
It's up on the top up there. Where are we at here? I think, Joel, you kind of understand it, too. Linda found this online. We go alphabetically, and so I'd be first, and then we rotate it, and then I'd be the next time, I'd be last, and then, you know, Joe, and then Bo. And so we'll see how it works out.
I got notes here, so.
Okay.
Keep track of who went first. And
okay. Yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up right away.
And I think the other thing you talked about was just if there was a motion and there was a second, you would also state
we'll try and do that. I'll say who does the motion. Actually, it's good. Easier makes it easier for you when you're reading the minutes. I mean, taking the minutes off the tape and yeah, right. Okay, so on the organizational meeting, I guess the only thing I'd change, Bo, would be you know this. What I just said here, the alphabetical, you know, the rotating roll call,
mm-hmm.
And it allows everyone to change their vote first to vote last or whatever, you know. So you want to change that in there?
Yeah. I'm going to bring up on 5/11.
So I need a motion to approve the...
To make the change?
Yeah. To approve the minutes. I think we don't
Have time. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the January 9th reorganizational meeting.
I'll second that. Mr. Miller made the motion. I second it.
Okay.
Oh, I got that in the agenda, and we'll bring that up then, okay?
And I
see what it is. Okay. You haven't read the agenda yet?
Just got it about 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Motion carried. Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we got that one done. Okay, we'll move on to the fiscal officer's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On your table of papers is a fund status report, as well as the appropriation status report, and then also a payment listing. Currently, we have in the Krogan checking $291,340.15, $291,340.15. And then in Star Ohio or pool investments, we have $572,380.34. $572,380.34 from your fund status report. Also, for the payment listing, on your report, we have payments starting with warrant number 16182. That's 16182 through 16240. There's one mistake on your report for warrant number 16241. That was avoided payment. So
I was just going to ask you why that.
I just saw that check in there.
Yep, I paid her twice.
Oh, okay. So you avoided the one.
Caught that at the end.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so there is a 162411.
That's 162411 was voided, and you'll see there was the minus, so that.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you there. Yeah, I got you. I got to go through them. I didn't sign the check, so I'm going to run through them.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, I got you here. I see it now. Jennifer right. Howard's up here. So both of these are canceled. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. I understand it now better. Did you catch that, Bo? It's up here, the Jennifer Howard one in the middle there?
Yeah, I did see that one, yeah.
Joel, did you make it over to the bank today?
I did. A couple times.
I had to re-sign everything.
The only one that needs to go is Joe, and then that takes care of.
Oh, he hasn't been there yet?
He didn't say that he was going to make it today, but he was going to go over.
Oh, he must have paid for the sound system there, okay.
There's also fire department quarterly. You'll see that in there as well.
I can approve warrants 16182 through 16240.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
And do I have to do the fund status too then?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go through it quick.
We can do it all once, I guess.
I guess we could do it together. I think we used to, but we can do it separate. Doesn't matter.
No, you can do it all together. One motion.
Yeah. Well, we made the one already for
you. Okay. You want to do roll call on that then?
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We didn't do roll call.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And Mr. Bench made the motion, and Mr. Miller seconded it.
Okay.
Hey, we're getting on to this. This is all new.
Next meeting, we'll have it now.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, and I can approve the fund status also report here as read, and I guess.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. Bench made the motion, and Mr. Miller seconded it.
Anything else for the fiscal officer? This will be the shortest report of the year.
I guess I don't have anything else.
Have anything for you, Joel.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I make a motion then that we approve all the fiscal officer's report as read.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Dave Bench made a motion. Bo Miller seconded it. Okay, we're done with you then.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to the fire department report. Mr. Parsletti?
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, be careful going outside. It's getting colder, so the little bit of dry up we had is starting to freeze over again already. So, if everyone, for a safety check, please double check your smoke detectors at home. Your CO detectors. And if you ever need help with it, just reach out to the fire department. We'll help you establish an escape plan. So just feel free to contact us and let us know. I will reach out to everyone here too. We're always looking for new applicants joining in. So if you network with your neighbors and friends that reside in the community, we could certainly use some more people helping us out here. Recently, we've had an increase of ice rescue activities upon which We knew it was going to happen, and so as it stands, we are starting back at the YMCA for pool time. The only change we're doing is just two days a month for the next 3 months for sure. And then we always do invite the other fire departments in the area to come and join with us and train with us. So that's also available for them. With that, along with the ice rescue, we're going to host a train the trainer class here with Dive International. It will be the accrediting company, and if we can get enough applicants to take this training, it will discount the cost that we would have to incur for our individuals going. But the intention of this is to train the trainer. These are people to get certified, and then they will administer the classes, and their certification is good for 3 years in a period of time. So that's at a cost of about $425 per person, which is pretty reasonable for a certified class. With our ice rescues, all is going well with our mutual aid departments. You know, we work together with our departments on these kind of events. Some of that, sometimes things can get very large, and but the more we work together, the better we're all at it. So I'm real pleased with all the efforts that we've been doing and our partners. We're also planning on networking drill, a Saturday drill out at Maumee Bay State Park. We've traditionally been hosting a drill, inviting in other departments, and we'll do multiple different scenarios out there. So State Park's always been real generous in letting us use the inland lake and facilities to do that. Recently, we've had some issues with the trucks. It's not any reflection of a definitive on maintenance that I can really see. It's just things that just occur. You know, like we had an alternator issue problem and got through that. We had some battery issues with trucks, and then we ended up having a fuel issue with the dive truck. But it turned out to be just a simple minor repair, but it needed to be diagnosed and it got taken care of. So I've been working with some of the training we've got coming up. Tomorrow we'll be doing, the county is sending out an instructor. We'll get some more formal education on the use of our computers for the CAD system for our roads and calls. And then we're doing a joint hazmat training at Eisenhower later this month, and Toledo Special Ops will be conducting that one, and it's a good review, but Oregon will be there, and Allen Clay Joint. That just allows everyone to get it at one time, and it kind of makes it easier than each department having to try to do it separately. It's a different approach to the way we deal with hazardous material incidents. Refurbishing plans for Old Medic 31 are moving forward. The cotton load system should be arriving later this month, and then that'll go out to get installed. And then looking at some other minor things that needed to be done. We're not spending a whole lot of money, but it is necessary repairs. Upholstery is one of them. And then looking at some little bit of body work, little cosmetic body work, but nothing of any serious nature. I contacted Rudolph Libby, and we'll meet with them on the 17th. And this is just a 10,000 overview look at, you know, a possible addition to the building, to the fire station. So expanding to the towards the west. And so we'll see where this kind of looks at and just see where that takes us. Kevin's been helping me out. He's been looking at the rec building, and unfortunately the access door, the garage door, may not be large enough to accommodate the equipment for going in and out of it. So, but we're still looking at it and wanting to talk with those folks. And I certainly appreciate your cooperation to at least looking at it. We still have space in the barn too. So there's, I'm confident all of us working together will come up with, you know, some good solutions.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
I looked at that today, both places, and there's plenty of room over here, I think, for the, you know, the gator. I think we should really.
Yeah, if we could put the gator in, yeah, that would help us out. I would like that closer.
Yeah.
But the hovercraft, and the hovercraft will stay in the station for now, for the winter. And then once we lose ice, you know, it'll go back to the barn again. So, but if we could put the gator in, that would help us. Although I have to take the gator back to John Deere. There's a recall on it. We just received the recall, and so it's going out this week yet to them. I called them, and they're ordering the part in for it. So,
I guess while we're talking about it, Mike, are you all
well,
with that?
Well, what happened is we did discuss it at our last meeting. Mm-hmm. It's not that big of a building, but there are some things in there in the middle that I need to clean up. And if that was cleaned up and put away, there would be room for the gator in.
That's what I thought, too.
But I don't, you know, I don't know how big that hovercraft is.
No, it won't fit through the door.
The trailer's
too wide.
If you want, I can. Some of that stuff needs to be zeroed out and got rid of. So I'll go through all that and do that and make room for that. That will clear up that middle tables, and I can pull right in.
Yeah, I can't say whether it couldn't. Do you go?
No, and I think with having power out there, we can keep it. But since it is a diesel, we'll have to have it plugged in the winter.
Yeah, but there's power there.
Right, so. And a battery tender on it for these cold, these cold, real cold days. So. I think the only thing we have to look at is possibly a new door, entrance door.
And
entrance
we can certainly help with that.
Yeah, and then some type of key fob or whether we do the fobs like we have on the station or just a lock box with the key, you know, a key in it. That'll be sufficient.
Even the schlag locks, the keypad locks, those work well.
Yep.
So. But I think we even have an extra key fob one now for outside entry door.
Okay.
We can do that. We can issue a key because it will only allow you into that building. It won't allow you into anything else. But whichever's easier.
You still have that old freezer that was in there for wild game feeds?
No, it's all gone.
I don't think I've ever been in that building myself personally. So.
It's probably half. Christmas stuff, I think, and then the rest is all rec stuff, so, and there's plenty of room.
Yeah, like I say, so that needs to be zeroed out, and I will go through all that and zero it all out, and then.
Sounds good.
Just the last thing I have is in a previous meeting last year, we had talked about the air compressor that we have, the SCBA air compressor, and as I recall, it was approved by the trustees at that time, or we can redo it again this time. The Pena County would like to accept the receivership of the compressor. So now we can do a formal letter and an acknowledgement. There was no cost for it. It was going to the school. So we had received ours on a grant, which we didn't pay anything, our new one. So. Us partnering back, I think that was the plan. So,
I don't think
as long as you guys are in agreement, I will have an official letter receipt from Pena County taking receipt, and there's no liability to it. You know, it's you're receiving it as is as a donation from Jerusalem Township.
I wouldn't think we made a motion on that, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
I know Ron did.
I think the minutes to prove it.
Yeah, I'm almost positive too.
Because I just also had a fire department that was looking for it too, but it was committed to Pena County first. So,
well, Dave, we can make a motion again tonight just so we don't have to dig back through the records. So I'll make the motion to donate the old SCBA air compressor to Pena County schools.
And I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. Miller made the motion. Mr. Bench seconded it. Oh, we're getting this down.
We'll mess it up here.
The last thing I wanted to cover with you guys is for the trustees is, you know, per our policies and procedures, I will be covering the harassment policy with the entire department, but the township employees should also be reviewed it too as well. We had received a whole packet of information that we purchased from Personal Concepts, which is a company that we purchased this from. So it does have workplace identity theft prevention manual in here. We do have the interviewing and hiring laws and training employees and managers. And then along with that is the on the harassment, there's an investigation checklist, as well as a employee harassment consent form and a harassment report form. So I'm sharing all of this because these were new mandated rules from the federal government, state and federal government, that everyone has to receive this information, sign, acknowledge that they have received it. So I will be taking care of the fire department and getting them all done. And this will probably come back to the trustees then, as soon as I'm done with it, but for keeping of it. So I'll record it and educate the, you know, there's a lesson plan and everything we follow to give it out. Also, we did receive our 2018 compliance posters. When the BWC does visit us, whether it be for grant purposes or whatever, they do look for those postings. So we had purchased two sets. I have one set at the back, and then Kevin receives another set. So that way, you know, either building is covered with that. So just trying to make sure that we're compliant with all the requirements.
I think they're on my desk, and I give them to Kevin.
Okay. Very good. Other than that, if there's any questions for the chief, I'll be happy to answer them.
I got a couple. Medic. I don't know what Medic 31 is. That the Ford excursion or?
No, Medic 31 is the Freightliner squad.
Oh, Freightliner,
large
okay.
Squad.
Okay.
And that's the one that is the becomes the second do-out squad, you know, when we have dual EMS yeah. runs. So.
I'm just curious because you were talking about doing something with that.
That one's getting refurbished.
Okay. And, okay.
It's receiving the new cot.
Okay, that's what, yeah.
The cotton load system. And then the refurbishing, as I stated, is minor. Some upholstery, because the upholstery is worn or torn. And for cleaning, you know, we can't have disturbed surfaces, you know, like foam and stuff exposed. So we have to have that repaired.
And there's some minor mechanical stuff.
Yeah,
air conditioner.
How old is that now?
97, yeah. 1997, and the other one's a 93.
The little one is the older one, so.
The only other thing, I was looking back through stuff for the agenda, and it was brought up at a meeting with the Metro Parks yet. Did you do that yet, or are you just curious
no,
if anything?
I called Joe Fosner, and that's with the law enforcement side, and we haven't connected yet lately.
But passed away.
Oh, did it? Okay, maybe that's why then. But I did have a conversation with Dennis Franklin, and he was able to provide to me, which they have, it's available online. There are drone footage views of, and it's an interactive drone activity that you can do. You can kind of control the drone a little bit or where it had recorded. So if you wanted to see something, you can pan it over there. So that's a nice resource for us. For the fire department,
yeah.
And then, but we still, the labeling of the trails and all of that is where we still need to have our big agreements on, or so we know what they have. So they should be creating mapping for us, and then we'll be establishing like plans. So if first thing it'd be like a rally point, where do we rally? And it's probably going to be the restroom, which would be a significant shelter if anyone had to shelter in place there, like all of a sudden a storm came up. That is an all-concrete building. The whole thing, complete thing is concrete.
Is the top block?
Well, and everything. Excuse me?
Is the top block, or is that all?
It's all part of the poured concrete.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
I never saw it go by, so.
Yeah.
You can see it out there, sticking out there. It's really...
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. It came in two halves, and then they're put together. They're still working on their electrical, but Dennis also shared that for all points and purposes, Haynes Mechanical or Haynes Construction is done. They'll come back and when the ground is available to do some things, and then they still have trees planting. They will notify us when they are going to begin taking water into the... park when they begin to flood all of the
you gotta get the pumps running first.
So yeah, well, they don't want to do anything with this ice and stuff because it could just, you know, damage stuff, and it's not important to get it done right at the moment. So but it'll be fun in the spring. I think we'll have a lot of people kayaking on it, you know, because you can go from one lake to the other to the other to the other. So it's a lot of neat trails.
They can even jump the canal and go to Maumee Bay or something, and yeah.
I know. They're really ambitious.
Yeah, they'd be really ambitious. A lot younger than me.
Yeah.
That it, Tony?
That's all I have, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Got anything else, Bill?
Nope. Okay.
Well, I guess, Mike, we'll move on to you, the Recreation Department.
Okay. Programming-wise, we have three different programs going on at this time. The girls' volleyball, 3 to 6th grade girls, actually will start this week, the practices. The high school intramural basketball, those games will start this Sunday. That's getting to be a pretty large program. There's currently 8 high school teams in that, so that's bigger than past years. And also the 3rd through 6th grade boys basketball program is going on now. This is a combined effort with Northwood, so there are 7 teams for the 3rd and 4th graders, with 3 of those teams being from Northwood. And then for the 5th and 6th graders, there's 8 teams, with 3 of those being from Northwood. So it's nice to get Northwood, because we're running out of gym space. That brings in a gym, so we get to use their gym, which works out. Makes the league a little bit bigger, and then also gives us more gym space.
Hey, Mike, I'm just curious now. You're mixing, the kids are all getting mixed up then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The Northwood teams are staying Northwood teams.
Oh, okay.
Those are separate just for practice reasons. But all the other kids are intermingled. As we go out to the fields here, we need to get rid of those railroad ties. If anybody needs railroad ties or know where I can get rid of those railroad ties.
I'll get rid of them for you. I need some.
Okay. There's 25, 30 of them out there.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's good. I've been asking. Nobody seems to want them. I have been looking for, and I have not got an email or anything in the mail about from True Green. Have you seen anything come in for our yearly?
Kevin?
There was something from True Green a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
There's an envelope that come in addressed to you. Did you check your mailbox?
It wasn't in there today.
I don't know if it was all put in the office. It was probably a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, I need to, I'll look, it wasn't in my box, but I'll look again afterwards and find that, because we need to prepay that to get the
discount. Usually starts about right now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I think it goes to the end of January to get the discount, so I'll check before we go and get that rolling. Okay, as we move on to the Reno Beach Park, I did talk to Brian from Waste Management, and the bench is ordered. I will try to reach out to him this week to kind of get it organized when he'll be here, so Kevin can be here, or Eric, someone will be here when they deliver that.
How many might you want?
Just one. That's all I could get out of him. But I did ask for the mounting system, and that was $45. He didn't say yes or no, but hopefully it shows up. So if it doesn't, I have information. We can order that from there. So what the plan is to do at our next meeting, we are going to kind of sketch out what we're thinking, and then we'll present a scope of work to you guys so you can look at it and take off or add or whatever you want to do with that. And so hopefully get all that ready to go as soon as the weather breaks. Okay, as we move to the new fields, I just have a few questions. As I was going through everything here and looking at the way the last diamond was put in, I guess I need some guidance. How are we planning to do that? Do you want me to write a scope of work out for that? I mean, are we bidding out some of that? I mean, the
we can. You know, we know who to contact anymore. So
because I think, you know, obviously, Maumee Bay Turf did the fields, and then we did the fences ourselves, and did the backstop ourselves, and did the benches ourselves, and all. So I plan to do that all ourselves. But if we need to get the a scope of work for the excavation, I think I can write that up and have that available and get it out whenever we need it.
We made it pretty simple for him, because remember, we land leveled and everything. One guy told me, did a bid. Jeff, I knew that was all going to be done. I could have bid cheaper too, you know. He didn't, I guess we didn't tell him that.
So what I'm going to do, I read through this stuff, and it's 4 inches of removal, but 6 inches at the top to crown it down. I'm going to do that same type of thing with the same mixture and same everything, so the fields are the same. Same grass mix, same everything.
Sounds good.
Now, when I go out there to do that, we're only going to put the one diamond in. Should I plan to seed the whole entire area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's what
I would think so, wouldn't you, Bo? Mm-hmm. You do the whole thing when you're doing it, yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. Okay, now, is there any way, this is the last thing I have, is there any way that container out there that we have?
I know what you're talking about.
Is there any way we can get a bigger one? Is that?
Well, we're not really legal with it out there now. I've been hit about that, but I guess we are the township. But yeah, I'm sure we can come up with one.
You have a lot of options, really, to do with those things. I mean, you can put, you know, two together, and you can open the middle together, and then you put a roof on them and put some either paint in or whatever, so it aesthetically looks better than just a sea tanker out there. But
yeah,
they're great buildings for that, and they provide, these are my opinions, but they provide another possible means of shelter. I mean, I had some thoughts and ideas I wanted to run across you about, you know, relocating that in the center of where the diamonds are and using it even as a concession stand. You know, you could, similar to what you see up there at S&K, mm-hmm. those nice looking little outbuildings, you know, make it look like that.
Well, and, the reason is we have, with the four soccer goals, they all don't fit in there. I mean, it's just too much. And there's some other things in there, and we just need something.
Let me pass it by our zoning inspector. What do you think?
No.
Yes, that's what I was afraid.
But the width is okay, but the length is something that needs to be addressed.
So the trouble is, if we put them in there, then everybody else wants to put them in. And
well, could we use the excavations from the diamond, which I know that's not going to be enough. But you could, them things are watertight. We could build them right into a hill there, and just so the only thing you see are the doors. As part of, if we end up putting a sledding hill in over there, or, you know, whatever we do, I mean, if they did something like that, Linda, would you think that would fly in your zoning?
Well, technically, we're not supposed to use shipping containers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's that working out? Well, I see them popping up all over.
And then give me those addresses.
Okay.
I've taken care of one.
Another thing we thought of is a different type of building.
Yeah.
Like a pool type of building with no, just a
stone floor.
Because that's a big chunk. Something like that was more centrally located. So we are tossing around those ideas, but I just wanted to let you know that is something that we are.
You're going to have to really figure where you want that, so it's going to be there. So
we want it in the exact size, because it's not going to be changing. That's going to be.
Yeah.
So we'll do a little investigation, and I will meet with Linda to find out the parameters of what we can and cannot do.
Yeah,
and,
you just got to figure where you want it, so we don't.
Well, I think centrally located in the middle, because there will be those three times, and also I think we'll move the porta pot over there and get everything centrally located over there. So that's kind of what we're leaning towards.
Yeah,
so you couldn't use a shipping container, but you could go to S&K and buy one of those type buildings and put that there, though, right?
Yeah.
And all the objection of the zoning is the appearance. Is that correct? So that's what I'm not understanding is the construction is a solid construction. A
better construction.
It's just, it's just if you can... I think they could consider, as long as the appearance is in an acceptable manner. You know, I don't. That's just my opinion, but
is there any way, Linda, through the zoning, we could make it acceptable?
Well, you can, but then again, why did we make it unacceptable?
Yeah.
Because I think you were trying to look at just plopping them just on the ground and just leaving them ugly looking, like they are as a shipping container. But if they're camouflaged into,
Siding. Buildings,
because these are approved building houses. People are building
seen that.
Houses, they're building cottages out of these things, they're building tiny houses out of them, you know, so, it's a solid, structurally, it's a very sound building as far as that that purpose of it. But I agree. I want them to look aesthetically acceptable to the community.
I don't want one back of every house that looks,
Okay, well, we'll do
I think you're going the right way, though.
Okay.
Kevin's got something back here.
Kevin?
I brought this up before we built the shelter over there. Why don't we make that just like they did at St. Luke's, where it had doors in it? Then in the wintertime, they close everything, lock it, then all the goals go in there.
That's it. I'll go look through there. That's probably something we can just add to that.
That could happen,
You could even make just panels that go in between that bold in or whatever that you could remove at certain times of the year or add on. Then you just close it up.
What's that, St. Luke's, you say?
Yeah,
they got garage doors.
Even could put garage doors if you wanted to. That's what they finally did. I think they just had plywood there for a while.
Yeah. And they went to garage doors.
Well, that might solve it.
Yeah. But that's for right now.
Doors are going to be expensive.
Okay. Well, why don't I can talk to Mark and see if he can give me some kind of rough estimate of what those type of doors would be.
I can have somebody get you an estimate, too. Somebody can install a door.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll look at that, and then we'll look at a couple other things, and then make a decision.
Yeah, there's a fellow that we have from Michigan, and then there's a Northwood door around here too. And
So that would be quite a lot. That'd be a big expense, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but if you build a building, that's gonna be a big expense too.
And plus, it'd be concrete floor, which would be nice. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll put.
Maybe get us by for a while. Huh?
Well, and the option you got, if you would happen to be caught out there and it started raining, you could close the doors on one side to keep the rain from coming through.
Yeah, that'd be nice, too.
Okay. Yeah, that might solve everything. And then we could just do away with that container and not have to worry about any problems.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
We'll do some work.
Sounds good. And we're still going to, we'll probably work the field again, and probably, we didn't finish land leveling, so it looks pretty good, though. You can tell when the water.
It does look pretty. Now, what kind of timeline or time frame are we looking?
Probably if we get off our butt and I think about it, probably about June, end of June, probably, I would think, something like that by time.
Okay. Perfect. Good.
That way we'd have it ready to get the grass and everything and whatever.
Okay, I'll write everything up. And I will have it ready.
I'm still working on the pumps yet. I kind of let that go for a while, but we'll get two new pumps in there. And there's only one there now, so.
Okay, that's okay.
But right now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a contractor come in there to do diamonds. Do you want to add the walking path around and get that as a separate line item price?
Well, we have been discussing the walking path. I think it's going to be a lot more than we anticipate. I think we're going to have to do it in sections, actually, to make it a feasible thing. And what we were kind of thinking is, when you go in the main parking lot, how it goes around the shelter house and it curves to the left, that we would just extend that part out straight to the property line, mm-hmm. and then go towards where that container is, and then leave it like that, because I think that's going to be a big expense. And then after that, once the diamond on the other side is established, we would go in between those diamonds and then wrap that around.
Okay.
That would be the second phase, and then the third phase would be go off the rest of it.
Yeah, because we can't. I don't think the grindings are going to work. They get too hard. We're going to have to haul in some screening, I think. Yeah.
That's what I think too, and I think that's going to. Now, I know you gave me a number of an excavator. If we could just get like a, what is it per like 6 foot? And then we could kind of calculate the cost. So that's, we are looking at, and we think we're going to have to divide it like that, just so it would take,
An excavator with a dump truck there, he could just make the path right away, and it's there.
Just dump it right in.
And then we could just dump the dirt over at the hill, like we mm-hmm. have around the houses there. And we could always go and get some of that, but that's a really nice buffer. That really worked out good.
Yeah, I like that. I think the neighbors like that too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what we'll work on all that stuff.
Okay, sounds good, Mike.
Okay. Thanks.
The only other thing, we want you to make a log of your, what you do. just like Linda does. She does the same thing. She gets paid, you know, a salary, and then just log it in there, and that's the only thing we came up with at the organizational meeting.
Okay, no problem.
Anything else, Will?
Nope.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate everything you do. We'll move on to the zoning inspector, Linda.
All right, as far as permits for 2017, we had three new constructions, so three new houses. We had 19 accessory buildings. Additions or remodels, 10. We had two new commercial lots, one deck, two fences, one pool, and three signs. So that was 2017. As far as the quit claim deeds go, they've been signed, and I just got the $220 that we had said in attorney fees that we would like them to pay. So that check came in, so I'm going to forward the quit claim deeds to them, and they need to file them at that point, so that property should be theirs.
Great.
And not ours. The zoning board meetings are going to be changed to, they've always been the first Wednesday, but they want to change the time to 7 p.m. Just same as the trustee meetings.
I just wondered, Linda, should we advertise this in the Metro like everybody else does, since they're being changed that much?
We could. Yeah. It could go right along with the other two, because what do you got, food pantry and trustees?
Yeah, the trustees wouldn't hurt if we did it either. I put it in the Metro. It's in the Metro now in the bulletin board. Ours changed to 7 o'clock, and so, but it wouldn't hurt.
I think it's okay in the Metro. I mean, where are you talking about advertising?
Metro.
Yeah. But just in that daily log, I think is good enough. I don't know.
Well, you could add yours there, too. You know, just add that.
Yeah.
The other people don't have a log there, I don't think, really, so. I don't know if anyone looks at the log at all, the bulletin board in the Metro.
I do.
Some people.
That's where I get all my news from, Metro.
And then I have two people that I'd like to recommend to replace two of our board members. Jim Davies has said that he no longer has the time. And Joe said if we could change the time, but the current board members, they're kind of locked into that time, and we changed it earlier for Joe.
Is that Joe Mavis? Excuse me.
And I still want to talk to him about being on the BZA instead, which might be a good fit for him because it's a different day. So anyhow, I would like to recommend Brad LaRue and Mark Sattler. For the zoning board, which they would replace, they'd actually be bumped down to our alternates, and then our alternates would be bumped up. So that would be Brad LaRue and Mark Sattler.
Both on the zoning?
Yep.
I could make a motion that we put Brad LaRue and Mark Sattler on the zoning board. Mark's out here right now.
Yeah, I know.
And Brad, he lives over in Corduroy Road. He married Pam.
Yeah. I'll second the motion.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, I still could use some BZA people, which would be on, I think we did five zoning appeals last year, and that's usually on Thursdays. So
they contact you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best way if you go out and get them, both. Figure out somebody.
How many do you need, Linda?
I could use two.
Mr. Miller made the motion, and Mr. Bench seconded it. I didn't get that in there. Linda got in there right away. I knew you was waiting for me.
I wasn't going to say anything.
He's been doing so good. The only other thing I have is the land use plan. We need to, the zoning board with the two additions, I think we have a good group of people that we might be able to do some land use things on our own, and schedule some of our own meetings. And I know $20,000 is not doable from a township perspective.
It's a lot of money.
So we still need some guidance on how the trustees would like us to move forward with that.
I can go along with your thinking there, Linda. Just try and do it yourself a little bit there. Actually, the one from 90 or so, you can kind of follow that, can't we, a little bit?
We could, and some of the maps are now online. I'd like to bring one of the groups in for at least part of it to give us some non-biased, non-partial guidance, and maybe to let us know what kind of grants are out there. Mm-hmm. That's what Pogemeyer, the last time we did it, Pogemeyer really connected us with some things out there that we didn't know about.
And I remember the last time, too, you picked a board. As I remember, I was on it, different people in the community to help make decisions or whatever it was.
And to give input, yeah.
Input.
So this is what did you say this was, a land?
Land use plan. Communities are supposed to do that. They're supposed to be every 10 years updated. But
in case you move certain sections into...
Just some guidance of where and how the zoning board should vote. Like, for example, do you want a business corridor down the whole Route 2 section, or we want to stay in certain areas? Do you want us to focus on a bike path and allowing that and trying to go after grant monies there with the new park? Where do you want commercial to go? Do we want to look at any housing developments anywhere? So kind of gives the board some guidance of what's the outlook for our community based on what the community wants also.
I think that bike path might go here. They tried to do when I was on a committee about 5 years ago, and some, they tried to go from Maumee Bay to the new park, and I think once they get this new park going, maybe that'll start up again.
Years ago I was on a committee, and I remember bringing it to you guys, and the whole thing was to connect all the elementary schools.
Oh, cool.
So that kind of fell apart because it was with Oregon and the parks, and actually they will be connecting Coy to so that will be connected this summer. So you'll be able to leave Coy Elementary and drive, I think it's going to go right underneath the wires, the power lines, and it's going to connect right to what's the Star, and then that will take you to the high school. So that's the next step, and so hopefully it does come out this way.
Hadn't heard that one,
yeah.
There's a lot of grant money out there for bike.
Yeah.
The only thing, when we looked for grant money, we couldn't get grant money because of the way the land is next to the school. So when we looked for grants, we actually had what's her name helping us, and that was a roadblock for us anyways. But
what do you mean now, like the land next to the school?
Because the township property was next to the school property, and it backed up to each other, and it was considered like a dual usage type of thing, and it was a roadblock for the grants that we were looking at.
I'll be done. You think that'd be the best
thing? You think
thing?
It would be encouraged?
Yeah.
So that's when, what's her name was here? She was the manager, the office person.
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yeah. She did a lot of research on that, and that's what she kept coming up with. So.
It's been a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It might be different now, but no.
So. Barb?
When Linda was trustee, did you develop or try to develop a bike path from this area to Maumee Bay?
That was part of that land use plan at that time. So that's our last land use plan.
Yeah.
So that was something that the planners had recommended, but the community did not want it.
Well, now with the park going in, wouldn't that make more sense?
It sure would.
I think once they get this side of the park of Howard, the west side, because we kind of had him going through Wolf Creek there, where the gun club is, and they could go in the back there because they wanted to go down Howard and go by Jackson. I go, oh, you gotta be crazy. That's just crazy there. And we were actually gonna bring them in, that way through the gun club. But you know, that part's not done yet. So I think things will happen once that all gets done. Anything else, Linda?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much. Kevin, you're on. Maintenance department.
Okay. Start with the hall. There's been a couple things with the hall here. Most everybody knows the sewer was froze over the weekend. That's now open. It was froze about, completely froze, about three quarters of the way across the parking lot. that's been done. The furnace for this room was fixed today. That's completed, and we got one sink, the drain's leaking. I did not get to it today, so tomorrow after food pantry, I gotta figure out what I gotta do with that. It's old pipe, so I gotta be very careful or we're gonna have a big problem with it, but that's leaking, so that'll be checked into more tomorrow, and hopefully it's something I can get fixed tomorrow. Cemetery, we've had one funeral since the last meeting. Obviously, with the cold weather we had, we did not get those trees moved at the cemetery with the amount of frost and stuff that's in the ground. If we do get an opening this winter where stuff would unthaw enough, we still plan on trying to move them during the winter yet. But that's sort of on hold until spring or we get a break in the weather. And for the cemetery, last meeting was brought up about checking with Pogemeyer on it. My experience with the township and Pogemeyer doing stuff, that's usually pretty expensive. I know Ron Sheehan had brought up a couple names that were smaller companies. If we could look a little beyond Pogemeyer, maybe get a few prices when we get ready to do the actual layout and design of the new one.
And Kevin, there's all kinds of them when we go down to Columbus. You know, I was going to have Linda check on that when she's down there too. There's I bet four or five of them down there that do this, design it and lay it out and everything.
Okay. It was just brought up Pogemeyer, so I just wanted to make sure we weren't fixated on this. In which they've done a lot for the township, but prices have been...
They're pricey.
Yes. on the roads, with the events we've had since the last meeting, we've had a couple snows, a little bit of ice. Everything's went really well. No damage. Everything's working very well at this point. On the other hand, we haven't had a snow like they're forecasting for the weekend. If it actually works out to be that, we're in the process now of prepping the trucks for the weekend. Everything's good. We got to change a couple cutting edges on snow plows, but other than that, they're pretty much ready to go for the weekend. Just to remind you, we're supposed to be off on Monday, but it's another long weekend that we're not going to have because of the snow coming in. So depending on what the weather's doing, if we get what they say, we're most probably going to be here Saturday and maybe even into Sunday with the wind. So just so you know that on Monday morning when you go to call us and ask where we're at, we'll be at home hopefully.
Somebody will be calling me, and then I'll have to find out where you're at. Yeah. That's what usually happens, Bo.
the conversation we had on Bono Road, since the fatal accident was over there with the ODNR and everything, when we were down there right after the accident, I talked to one of the ODNR guys down there. They've already had two meetings discussing, because they also got McGee Marsh, which I was just back there Saturday night on an ice rescue with the fire department, is worse than what it is going back into Metzger's. But they're having meetings trying to decide if they can hire somebody or if they should buy something. They were supposed to have another meeting that week, and I have not heard back from the ODNR guy. So they were trying to get the state to do it for them, and they were looking at options with the vehicles they had.
Just to bring you up, I happened to talk to Patrick, and he was on vacation. So you talked to probably whoever was under him. And he said they did have ODOT spread, but he doesn't know how many times they'll let him do that.
If ODOT went down there, they didn't throw much salt.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
ODOT's been there once.
Yeah.
Well, I went down there Monday, last Friday, and scraped everything I could get off, and I threw salt again coming out, which, with the weather yesterday and today, that should be, I would think, pretty much clear. The back parking lot, they didn't salt the whole parking lot or nothing. I salted just basically a turnaround. But I just don't want to step out and lay claim to anything. They're going to keep all the responsibility. But typically, that's what we've done every year. When it starts forming ice, we've went back there to do what we can. But I'm not going to dispense a lot of salt until we get an agreement with them if that's what comes up. And that discussion did take place down there. I told him to get a hold of me. If they couldn't find a way to do it, then we would have a discussion here to see if we were interested or what a price it would cost for us to be able to maintain that to an extent. He said he'd get a hold of me if they needed anything. So
when I talked to Patrick, he didn't say anything about us. He just was talking about ODOT and that. But he had just gotten back. Like Monday, I must talk to him Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah.
So he was in the dark yet.
Okay.
We definitely need to keep that road open. And until we hear from the ODNR on that, Kevin, with the ice rescues that are coming up and the people being out there, we definitely need to have access with the fire department back there. And I agree 100% it's the ODNR's responsibility to plow that. But in the same token, I don't want our guys driving a $500,000 piece of equipment down the road and sliding it off and trashing that and possibly getting killed. We'll have to make a motion maybe till we hear something. I mean, it's going to have to be taken care of.
As long as he does what he's been doing, I'm happy.
Yeah.
We don't need a motion. They should. I'll call him again Friday, and I'll see what he does.
By no means don't make it your first road to go down, Kevin, but we want to get all of our main roads plowed and taken care of before we break something. But I think it does need to be plowed for the fire department aspect of things. So,
as long as it keeps up a little bit.
Yeah, Tony.
I also wanted to share the fire chief. I'd sent a letter to the DNR in regards to asking them to please look at an engineered safety approach in there, whether it be guardrail, whatever they do. But that's all. It was a very light letter. It was just asking them. We've incurred accidents every year. We always get a vehicle in the water, and please look at it and maybe engineer something for it.
In our agreement, Tony, when we're getting that road tarred and chipped, and you know we only own to
Cooley Canal,
the hill there. The ODNR doesn't even own it. It's the Fish and Wild. It's some weird name, and so that's part of the trouble there.
Yeah. I just learned that, in fact, too. I mean, when we were out there for the accident, the state natural resource officers, as they're called now, they were also assisting in the report of the accident. But the it's actually under the ODNR Division of Wildlife. Has the access. They're all in the same state building, but they're not, those two agencies haven't completely merged together yet.
Yeah.
Where Division of Watercraft and Park Rangers have. That's why they're natural resource officers now. So so they're changing. The state's changing things too.
Barb?
I know you need access for emergency purposes, but is there any way to block that off? To keep people from going, the public going down there, when the conditions warrant that they shouldn't be down there in the first place.
There was a barricade there, and I've seen some lady take it down and drive right on through.
The other clarity of that is there is legal trapping out there. There are people that have permits and traps, and they're required by law to check their traps every 24 hours. You can't entirely stop everything, but the ODNR did establish some barricading for a period of time after the accident, but then they finally reopened it. But I also heard that they were getting a lot of arguments on the other side from people that enjoy going out there and want to use the access, and it's part of the park systems.
Barb?
There again, they talked about a guardrail. Evidently, there was some trees and some brush that had been cleared out, which probably would have stopped maybe this type of accident. And if they had a guardrail, wouldn't that help? Now, I don't know who's responsible. It's more probably not responsible for it.
No. They all you ever say, we don't have any money. That's all you ever hear from the ODNR or the feds or everybody, yeah.
But then somebody dies. Somebody should have some money.
So we were talking about cleaning, the cooling and everything, and even the Metro Parks, they don't want to have anything to do with cleaning, they figure it's the conservancy, don't they? Yeah, they leave it up to them. And Dick?
If you guys passed a resolution to do the maintenance there, even for a short period of time, and wouldn't that obligate you guys to do it all the time then? Because they just come back to you guys and say, hey, you guys have been doing it. It's in your minutes. You agreed to do it. You do it.
That's why I don't want to do it. I want to see what they're going to say this week. I'll call. If they don't call Kevin by Friday, I'll call Patrick up.
We want no obligation to that road, even if we are plowing it. We're not plowing it saying it's going to be safe when we get done. It isn't our road. We don't want to take any legal liability for it. Even if they did give us some money, in the agreement with them would have to state that we have no legal liability on that road.
There's a lot of people using it now since the birders are out. A lot of people didn't know that even existed. It's just the hunters back, but now everybody knows it's there.
Then the other conversation I had, Dennis called me from the parks, the old Wiener's Mansion, the bed and breakfast back there. I called them and wanted to know who was going to plow the road. So Dennis had called me to see if we'd ever done it, and I said, no, it's like a driveway, private road, it's theirs. Well, they were looking back in their agreement with them to see if they ever said that they would maintain it. So that's going on. I told him, no, we have no agreement to go back in there, or do we wish to? I told him if there was a call back there and we'd had, like, the snow they were talking for this weekend, yes, we would plow them in and plow them out, but beyond that, we're not going to go back in there. So that question was also brought up.
So that's opening up all kinds of things, because we can't take a fire truck across that bridge.
Nope.
No, we have to.
So you have to come in from Howard Road.
Yep.
So by rights, the park's got to keep that clear for us.
And still to this
point,
they put up a road.
I agree. That was the understanding that I had, is they were going to maintain snow removal into that, so we will.
And I think if you
have access to it, I understand that their actual personal drive parallel to the canal, but the Metro Parks goes up to that, up to the bridge, let's say.
Right.
So I would.
And since we can't access that,
that they were clearing the road access in, and then up to that bridge, and then just at least a pathway.
Well, we're going to have to get with the Metro Parks on that.
Make sure they have,
it's no different than a commercial building. I mean, by all rights, you could enforce the old Ghoulish Villa to clear the snow that's around that building, because if there's a fire, you have to be able to get the fire trucks up there.
Somebody has plowed Ghoulish Villa.
I did see they plowed it, but
I was surprised, but it was plowed.
The handbook is still under review yet. I got to get back with Linda when we both actually have some time and see what else in there needs either changed or maybe touched up. Dave has some stuff he's got to get in there, so at future meetings, we'll be bringing up other changes or adjustments into the handbook. Last thing I got, I'm going to ask for money, of course. That's why it's last. I'd like to continue our spray patching program, which we basically didn't do last year, right along with our crack ceiling so far. I don't see a reason for us to get back in the program on the crack ceiling this year. I'm just really not seeing that on the roads. But I would like to ask to approve $8,000 towards spray patching, which that's the number we've done.
Yeah.
Don't know what their price increase is, but the last time we did it, it was $2,000 a day. And we can cover quite a few holes and road miles in a day. So that's what I'm looking to approve for this year for part of the maintenance to our township roof.
You got the roads picked out and everything already then, I imagine?
Well, there's some stuff that I want to touch up, but obviously depending on how hard the winter is, we're going to have holes develop, which we cold patch them, and any big holes prior to them coming in will fill up to about an inch from the top, then they'll spray them in, and it stays, so.
You see where Route 2 is starting to come apart? Mm-hmm. Pieces, chunks coming out of it. Mm-hmm. Just right over here.
Just before North Curtis, there's a segment there where the seams are coming together, and yeah. I've talked to the state 2 times on it. It'll just take a little
front of Smirkles here.
Fix it.
Yeah. Front of Smirkles, there's just chunks coming out. Mm. Oh yeah, Barb.
We still have this puddle on Howard approaching Route 2, and if it freezes, somebody's going to put on their brake and go right on through.
That's been addressed with the engineer 3 times. They still haven't fixed it. I had the bridge guy out here when we took and moved in the Metro Parks restrooms, showed that to him. He's the guy solely in charge of the bridges and was advised of it, and they've still done nothing with it. But back to my original subject for the spray patching for this year.
I can make a motion that we go to $8,000 for spray patching for the 2018 season.
I'll second the motion.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Dave Bench made the motion. Bo Miller seconded it. I know you're waiting.
That's all I got, unless you or somebody from the audience has got something.
Anybody else got anything for Kevin Rhodes? Or? Okay, we'll move on. Could have the trustees report, but let's see. Cemeteries. Joe's not here, and Holland Reynolds, they're going along, but that gets changed over to Bo now, so. And I take the roads and bridges. So we'll go from there. We got old business here. Wallace and Bunning and Yoder pumping update. I talked to last night, doggone it. Metro Parks were here. Tim Zider, I think it is, and what's his name? Dennis was here. Dennis was here last night, and I asked them about that, and they're waiting for electricity on the one on Wallace, and as soon as they get electricity, those will be running, and the one back there, back by Jeff Herr, they got that. Pump running now. It runs the right way, so there's one pump back there that will work. And they said they're going to pump that water by Toulon there into the marsh, usually, they said, probably 80% of the time. So at least there's one pump down there that works by Jeff Herr's, and Grottle's got his pump here, and I suppose he'll have to dump it in there if it gets very warm to start pumping. So they pump the water out of Wallace and Bunning and Yoder Roads. So has anybody got any questions on those? Okay, the next thing we got, phone service update. You come up with anything yet, Linda?
Not yet.
Not yet? Here we go, Bo. The website posting for the trustees minutes. Discussion on printed and audio version. I'm kind of in favor for a while, just go with the printed, you know, and leave the audio off until we get used to this, maybe. I know Joe would have got himself in trouble last meeting if that would have went on the audio.
Yeah, I definitely think you should probably just leave it as the printed.
Make sure the minutes go on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, should we make a, you want to make a motion?
No, this is old business, right? So was there a motion made on this before?
No.
No?
No. It's open.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we, wait, hold on, before we do this, Joel, you're the one that put, or Linda, who puts these on?
Either one of us can.
Yeah. They're on there for me. I put them on there recently.
Yeah, he gets them on right away.
So it's just, once you type them up, all you gotta do is upload them to it, right?
To be honest, this was a responsibility that was already tasked with Joe, I believe, in the past.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know if a motion is necessary, just a continuation of something we just need to do.
Okay.
But we never put the audio on, though.
Right, I guess, okay.
That's what I was worried about.
Printed only. For
yeah, me. It's just
okay.
Printed.
Okay. So I'll make the motion to post the printed minutes, trustee meeting minutes on the website.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. Miller made the motion and Mr. Bench seconded it. The next one was a land use update, and I guess you kind of handled that, Linda, a little bit, so we can go by that one. You got to refresh me, Linda, on the Westmore property update. I don't remember what that was. It was in the past minutes and everything, and I...
Yeah, we have another property that I sent the letters out to the adjacent landowners. And I need to contact one because I got a response from one, but I didn't get a response from the one that had originally expressed interest in it. So in the whole changeover, I want to call that person back before I make any movement in that direction.
So there's something going on. So I'm just curious.
You know, in mail, the way the mail was, I just don't want her to be missed in the mix. And her come back and say, hey, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to try to get contact with her. That's on tomorrow's agenda.
Sounds good. I think the Bono Road, I think we pretty well covered that. I don't think we got to. The Recreation Board building discussion, I think we covered that too. I know they got to worry about that. Lucas County Township Association meeting is to be held January 25th. 2018, that's a Thursday. They're trying to get more people there. They do it on a Friday, and everybody's got basketball or something, so nobody go. And it's at Brandywine Country Club, and we have to RSVP by January 21st. And I'm going out, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be home. So if anybody wants to ride with me or anything, Bo, or if you want to go out, Joel, or it's where you meet maybe the engineer and prosecutors and stuff like that, and other township trustees, stuff like that, is basically what it is.
Okay. Cash bar?
Yeah, it's cash bar. You devil, you.
That's on recording. So
if you want to go, I guess let me know and we can call it in, and we can, if you don't know, you can always pay there, but it's nice to RSVP at least, you know. But you can always pay there. Okay. Fire Chief update on Metro Parks. You did that already, so we did that. Okay. New business. Well, why don't you take that one, that 550 dump truck?
All right. So at the organizational meeting, we talked about, as we were going through the reorganizational meeting, the township has it set up to require a CDL to drive the big plow truck and the F-550, the little dump truck. There was some discussion about it, and we drive in the fire department. They have the same pickup truck or the same body, the F-550 on the new squad, and we drive the fire engines that that are technically CDL trucks. But Kevin explained it to him that the federal government waived the CDL portion for the fire department. So I want to make a motion to remove the CDL restrictions on the F-550 dump truck, the small dump truck, and we'll still leave them on the big dump. So
I can second that.
Okay. Question on that. Can you remove the requirement? That's a state law that you need a CDL for them.
Not for that truck, you don't. For the small dump small. Truck, you don't. The small one. We're not talking the big one. The big one's okay. Staying.
And I think if something happened drastically, or, you know, something happened, Kevin, or something, if one of us has to go in there, if it's a crisis, I think we could do it. I drive semi every day, so I think I could handle it.
Well,
I think Bo could, too.
In compliance with the law.
Yeah. But if worse comes to worse, if we got to do something, we'll do it. That's the way I feel about it. I don't think that'll ever happen, but.
Dave, do you have a CDL?
No. I had a chauffeur's license way back probably 40 years ago, and I said, I don't need that. Then they came along with CDL, and farmers don't need it. If I stay within 150 miles, I don't have to have one.
Yeah.
Okay, I second it, right?
Yep. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Motion made by Bo Miller. Dave Bench, second it. Okay. Okay, Don Murray, rate of pay compensation timesheet requirement. I think we kind of got that covered, Bo. That's $12.75 for help like that.
Yep.
So
and he is filling out a time card?
I don't know. Good question.
He will when he has one. He hasn't had one yet. Okay. I think it would be the same as if we had any help with zoning or
should
we
be.
Do it for the fire department. Kevin does it for his maintenance worker, so I don't think there's any.
If you see that tomorrow, or see, you'll probably see him tomorrow, right, or no? You want to mention that to him, that what is, I'll make the motion that we compensate Don Murray for his extra hours or whatever it is, because he's really not.
He's the assistant now, isn't he?
No, he's not even assistant. He's just trying to catch up for what he didn't get done. I wouldn't even call him an assistant, you know, he's.
That apply to like a office worker though.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
So it's not a zoning assistant. It's just helping Linda or whomever with clerical duties.
Yeah, really, we shouldn't pay him anything because really, this stuff he should have done. But this is the way it is, I guess. I guess did I say it good enough?
Well, basically, we had the pay rate already set at the organizational meeting.
Yes, we did.
You're just basically requiring him to fill out the timesheet.
Yeah.
So you might want to restate that?
Oh,
just,
yeah.
That he just basically the timesheet?
Yeah. We got him set at the pay rate of $12.75. That was set, like you said, Bo, at the meeting. And we definitely want a timesheet or he won't get paid.
Right. I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
I'm Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. Bench made the motion. Mr. Miller seconded. Joe don't know what he's missing.
Three's already taken care of.
Yeah, we got that one. Trustees meeting time change information has been given to the Metro Press, and it's at their bulletin board. And I also got I didn't know until I got that one piece of paper that the bookmobile goes to your place too.
Yeah.
So I made sure that got in there, too. I hope she keeps putting it. I put it in there earlier in December, and then she stopped doing it. Because I think it goes through May or something. It stops there, I think.
Yeah, it goes there. It goes to Jack's.
Yeah,
here. A couple other places. Yeah, here. Yeah.
I didn't know it was coming here. I knew it was going to Jack's, but
I
didn't know it was coming here.
Yeah. I didn't know it was in Curtis. I didn't.
I would actually prefer them to be in the bigger parking lot.
Now they're right next to you, aren't they?
Because they're blocking where the firemen are, you know, coming in to respond.
Well, I got the dates in the Metro, so if you see that, you'll have to catch them. Okay. Okay, I guess we're at the public participation. Anyone got anything they want to talk about? Yes, Dick?
Well, we got to do something about the front of the building here with the brickwork like we did the part.
I got a bid for a guy that's going to bring some brick up and... we didn't want to do anything. It was too late, so there was something going on there. Yeah. The soft brick there, it's just, we have to do something, And there's some money stashed someplace. I got to ask Don where it's at. You probably wouldn't know, but somebody donated some money for this to take care of this, and I got to ask Don where that ever got stashed at or where it's at. It's been a long time ago.
That's something to know. So it don't get lost.
Yeah, so it don't get lost. Yes, I got Don would probably know where it's at, I hope. Dick, you had something, didn't you?
Just point of curiosity, did you ever find out anything about the old A car that the fire department had?
I guess, Bo, I don't know what's all going to go into that. You?
I have to abstain from everything regarding it. I can't even talk to you about it right now.
Okay.
And that was in that was direct from the Lucas County prosecutor. So you're probably going to have to ask Dave and Joe the next meeting if he's here.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to come back.
Yeah. Eventually he'll come back.
Anybody else?
Need a motion then, Bo.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Oh, did you have something?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried, adjourned at 8:23.
Motion was Mr. Miller and Mr. Bench seconded.
I think this is.
I always go back to the old ones, the old, and I just bring stuff up. Not always.
I'll throw this.
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 Not always.